USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants. But some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's embattled Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Trump is heading back out on the road soon to talk to the American people. Before doing so, he has some critical points on President Biden's America. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump is close to returning to the political spotlight, planning on holding campaign-style rallies in 4 battleground states in the upcoming weeks. Speaking with Newsmax TV on Tuesday, Trump said the Biden administration squandered a secure southern border and called the current situation a disaster.
We had the strongest border we've ever had, and within a month it became the weakest, and now you have tens of thousands of people flowing into our countries, and many are criminals, frankly, released from jails. In numerous countries, we have people coming in from the Middle East. We have people coming in from everywhere. You go to the airport, you have to show how you're doing. You come through the southern border and you just walk in. We have the strongest southern border ever, and it's very sad to see.
An arrest warrant for musician Marilyn Manson was issued Tuesday by police in New Hampshire after the musician allegedly failed to appear on charges for a 2019 incident for allegedly spitting on a cameraman. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A vote to establish a commission on January's takeover of the Capitol building could happen very soon. But is it what the American people really want in light of turmoil appearing around the world? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
In what is described as a big step toward normalcy, Hawaii Governor David Ige on Tuesday announced that masks are no longer required outdoors and ocean sports would again be allowed. The changes come as Hawaii pushes more people to get vaccinated and as tourism continues to make a speedy recovery. Governor Ige said getting vaccinated is the best way to get to normal so that we can relax the restrictions. End quote. USA Radio News.